With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Los Angeles is bracing for another round of hurricane force winds as firefighters continue to battle deadly blazes that have killed at least 24 people and left parts of the city looking like a moonscape. Jeff Morrell, who's been rescuing animals displaced by the wildfires, says it's been challenging.
As long as they allow us to continue feeding animals, rescuing animals, and placing animals, I'll keep doing it. And then we also have to get animals back to their owners. So that's probably going to take place as soon as they lift the evacuation orders.
The National Weather Service's Los Angeles page screams particularly dangerous situation. It's a rare warning aimed at seizing attention before extreme wildfire risk is predicted to start in Southern California at 4 a.m. tomorrow. Americans face a massive tax increase at the end of this year unless the 119th Congress extends the current Trump tax cuts. Americans for Prosperity is launching an eight-figure nationwide campaign to inform voters they need to get involved. ASP Vice President Akash Shiguli says this issue is a little-known provision in the Trump tax cuts enacted back in 2017.
The individual side tax cuts and then some key business provisions for small businesses and others were set to expire at the end of 2025, which means that absent action from Congress and the president, Americans will see a massive tax hike at the end of the year. We want to make sure people are aware of the fact that that tax hike is coming if Congress doesn't act and urge them to act to extend and build on those tax cuts.
Americans for Prosperity is seeking grassroots support nationwide. More information can be found on protectprosperity.com. This is SRN News. Christian ministries are rushing to help victims of the L.A. fires.
Operation Blessing is teaming up with World Vision and Mercury One. They're rushing aid to residents of the city and surrounding areas devastated by wildfires that seem to spring up without warning and consume large swaths of property and land. Operation Blessing says it has people on the ground assessing the situation and determining how best to help. Solar flashlights, hygiene kits, and other items are already being handed out to evacuees. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Polish government says it will not seek to arrest Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at this month's events marking the 80th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. The need for this unusual announcement was prompted by the International Criminal Court, which has declared Netanyahu a war criminal over Israel's battle with Hamas. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Props for NVIDIA and other big tech companies were offset by gains in healthcare, energy, and other sectors, leaving stocks mixed. The S&P 500 wound up with a gain of 0.2% after spending most of the day lower. The Dow rose 0.9%, and weakness for tech stocks dragged the NASDAQ composite down 0.4%. Treasury yields rose ahead of updates coming later in the week on inflation. The bond market has been driving much of Wall Street's action recently as hopes dim for coming cuts to interest rates by the Federal Reserve. The Dow up 358 points to finish at 42,297. The NASDAQ lost 73 to 19,088. The S&P 500 gained 9 points to 5836. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.